Good day to you. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Want to talk to you about being the Lord's watchman. If we look at Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 2 through 6, this is the Lord speaking to Ezekiel. Son of man, speak to the children of your people and say to them, when I bring the sword upon a land, and the people of the land take a man from their territory and make him their watchman, when he sees the sword coming upon the land, if he blows the trumpet and warns the people, then whoever hears the sound of the trumpet and does not take warning, if the sword comes and takes him away, his blood shall be on his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet, but did not take warning. His blood shall be upon himself. But he who takes warning will save his life. But if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet, and the people are not warned, and the sword comes and takes any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at the watchman's hand. I think this is easy to understand. If I am a guard or watchman on the tower of some town or some fort, I am there to raise the alarm if I see some enemy or danger approaching. You know, on ships in the past, they had the crow's nest, which was high and it was above the sails. And it was the same idea. The sailor in the crow's nest would be looking for other ships, bad weather, anything that might be threatening to the ship or land if you're looking for land, right? So, but they would warn the crew about these things and make sure everyone knew. So the same would basically be true for this watchman. If I was him, it would be my responsibility to warn the people of any danger I see approaching. It doesn't matter what I might think. It is my job to sound the alarm. That is my lawful duty. It is required of me. That is my orders. I don't get a choice. I see danger. I sound the alarm. That's the job. How people respond to the alarm is beyond the scope of my job. I cannot control them or make them act responsibly. It is just my job to alert them and give them a chance to take whatever action they need to take. They might need to fight, they might need to flee, but basically to give them a chance to survive. If I do my job, then everyone is responsible for their own actions. If I don't do that job, then I am to blame for anyone that dies or is injured. And God says he will require any victim's blood from me. Now with that in mind, let's read the next few verses. Still in Ezekiel chapter 33, looking at verses 7 through 9. So you, son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore, you shall hear a word from my mouth and warn them for me. When I say to the wicked, O wicked man, you shall surely die, and you do not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. Nevertheless, if you warn the wicked to turn from his way, and he does not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul. Now here the Lord tells Ezekiel that he is the Lord's watchman to Israel. Ezekiel is to warn the people of Israel for God. Notice the warning. O wicked man, you shall surely die. It's a little harsh. Ezekiel, he isn't going to be making a lot of friends with that message, right? But that is the task that was given to him by the Lord. Notice, just as in the earlier case, if Ezekiel does not speak God's warning to the people, then he is to blame for that person's lost soul, at least in part. God says, his blood I will require at your hand. But if Ezekiel does his job and speaks God's warning to the people, then he has done his job and bears no guilt. With that in mind, I want us to remember a few well-known verses. I want us to look at Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. And Jesus came and spoke to them, the disciples, the apostles, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." Jesus stresses, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. That is an important part of what we are to do. Now, I want us to look in Mark. If we look at Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, this is Jesus speaking again to the disciples, and he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." Now, for me, Mark is even clearer than Matthew. Preach the gospel to everybody, everyone, every creature. In other words, our charge, our mission, is to be the watchman. Be the watchman for our families, our neighborhood, our congregation, our town, our city, the nation, the world. Not that I'm going to be all over the world by myself, but together we are the watchmen of the world. Singly is more the smaller groups, families, neighborhood, congregation, town, city, those types of things. We should be warning people of the impending danger. Judgment is coming. Jesus will return, and those who do not believe will be destroyed in the lake of fire. Revelation calls that the second death. Their soul will perish. So this is our lawful duty. This is our orders from the one with all authority, which is Jesus. We are required to do this. We do not have a choice. We are all the Lord's watchmen, and he has given us his word to warn people. That's our job. So I tell all of you this because I care about all of you. Jesus is returning, and he will bring judgment. We must in turn warn everyone we can. We cannot save anybody, but if they will turn to the Lord, he will save them, and in that we can be sure. So I want to thank you for listening. Hope you have a wonderful day. May the Lord bless you and keep you safe. And remember, God loves you.